I want you to look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I sure don't want to affect anything that's been said. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither the corruption inherit incorruption. Notice that. Behold, I show you a mystery. Robert read this verse. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. That moment's the same word you get the word atom. It can't be divided. There's no divided time. In the twinkling of an eye, it's like a gnat's wing flaps that fast. Maybe a star just twinkles right fast. In other words, what he's saying, when he comes, it's going to be fast. He said at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. It's a blessing. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where's thy sting? O grave, where's thy victory? The sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Death is just an exit out of this life. He took away the fear of death in His people. If the devil could hold you at bay to fear the afterlife, he can keep you probably from really serving God. Can I tell you that we hear the word afterlife, we hear the words, thank God, what about when you die? And surely there is death a coming, for as to the body, because the body is a corruptible, decaying body. But brethren, can I tell you this? I will not die. Jesus said, he that liveth in me shall never die. And there's no, thank God, fear in that. I have eternal life now. I don't have it when I die. I have it now. Thank God, eternal life always has been. Like the brother said, we have eternal life. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Thank God, there's eternal life in the belief. This morning. Amen. We live, thank God, because God lives in us. The great truth of the New Testament is the Spirit of God dwells within the temple of the believer. The temple of the body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And we have Christ in us. Paul's writing here to this Corinthian believers. The whole chapter is about the resurrection. Thank God, if there's no resurrection, there's no forgiveness, no life. Amen. We'd be of all men most miserable. We'd still be in our sins. That's the one of the greatest chapters of the Bible, because we base our faith, thank God, not only on the cross, but on the resurrection. If Jesus had not got out of the tomb, we'd still be in our sin. We'd have no hope after death. Everything He done, thank God, He done for good. He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. He bodily resurrected Himself. He laid His life down, took it up again. He went through everything God said a man would have to go through for the payment of sin. Thank God, He rose, thank God, the third day to give us victory over death. Thank God, there's really, can I say this, no death unto the child of God. He said he shall never die. Amen. This body will lay down that he could put on us an incorruptible body. I believe at the coming of the Lord we'll be made like him. Thank God, we'll have an incorruptible body. Amen. It will have no decay. It'll be perfect. It'll be glorified. Amen. This vile body he read this morning shall put on a body fashioned unlike to his. What glorious body. That the body we possess one day, thank God, that will be a glorified body. Hey, God, we'll live in a glorified city. Hey, God, with a glorified Lord. Amen. Everything will be what he did. Amen. It'll be glorified. It'll be the glory of God. Amen. We'll be able to live in his presence because of the transaction or the, my friend, translation. Amen. The Bible said Enoch walked with God. It was not, for God took him. He said before what? His translation. Amen. Enoch was translated. Thank God he left the world and went to heaven. Amen. Thank God, far as we know. Amen. According to the scripture. Amen. By faith, Enoch did that. Thank God, God brought him to himself. Enoch never tasted death. As far as we know, Elijah never tasted death. Amen. He was carried up to heaven. Amen. Praise God. All these are pictures. I don't want to preach too far into symbols and types and pictures. But surely it looks like, thank God, that God's a saying here in this text that there will be a day, amen, when this flesh shall put down this human nature, this ways of the Adamic nature. Thank God, will have to be put off. Thank God for us to enter the kingdom of heaven or to go into where God is. In fact, the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Thank God, there's no such thing as soul sleep. Amen. Sleep means that the body's sleeping. Sleep means that man's body's dead. Amen. Remember in the day of Lazarus when he died, Jesus said he sleepeth. Hey God. Amen. Why do they say that they're at rest? Amen. Because the body's asleep. Amen. The body's not finished yet. If you bury somebody today, amen, because the body's going to resurrect one day. The Bible said the body of the hey God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Hey God, he's talking about that dead body, friend. Amen. Shall be brought up and we'll meet together in there. I don't understand all that. That's a mystery to me. Amen. But in the understanding of that mystery is that one day there will be a rapture or a resurrection. Thank God, where we will be made like him. Amen. Times are running on, friend, but God's not in the time business. He's an eternal being. He's a spirit. Thank God, Christ said in his right hand. And in time, thank God, because we're in time, he will come again, like he said. But the fact of it is, thank God, if you're saved, you're not living in time far as God. You're living in eternity, amen. And eternal life don't have no time to it. Hey, God, friend, this morning, but I will talk to you just a minute about what verse 58 said. Amen. Before I get there, I want to say there's victory. Thank God in Christ because of the resurrection. Thank God, we're not living in a false hope or no hope. We're living in the hope. Thank God of the resurrection. Thank God. I'm glad, brother, I don't have to wait to Easter time. Thank God. Praise him for the resurrection. He's a living Lord. Thank God he's alive this morning. I hadn't seen him with these two eyes. But I've seen him, thank God, through the Holy Ghost. And through the Word of God. And through you this morning. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You say, where's he at? He's in the believer. He ain't floating around in the air. He's in the believer. How in the world does that transact to the fact of a man testifying or a lady testifying and out of their mouth, Holy Ghost? That's a blessing. How's that act this morning that the Word alone convicts sinners? Because the Holy Spirit takes it to that sinner and it gets in his ears and gets in his heart and reproves him of his condition. That's amazing, isn't it? Thank God. That's the way a man gets saved. He's got to hear the words. And the Holy Ghost has to convict him. That's right. If it don't happen like that, you're not saved. Because you wouldn't get saved if you wasn't lost. You wouldn't get saved. You didn't need to get saved. Verse 58. Now, I'm going to say a few things. Therefore, my beloved brethren,
Be ye steadfast.
It's amazing to me. If you take the next chapter and he talks about the ministry, that Paul is exhorting these to stay steadfast. The word steadfast means to be firm. Firm in the faith. Listen to me. Oh, God help me. Everything's in the faith. Everything's by faith. And without faith, we can't please Him. We're living by these things instead of by this. Be steadfast in the faith. Paul said, I kept the faith. What faith that was wrought in me by the gospel preached to me. That faith that God wrought in me through the gospel. Hey, God, I've kept, Paul said, I've kept the faith.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Let it be firm in you. Amen. Notice what he said. Be still, unmovable. The word means not to be moved. What moves us? What's got us away? Remember Paul said, neither do these things move me. I'm not moved by this. I'm unmovable in the faith that's been wrought in me through the gospel preached. Praise God, that's a blessing. Notice this here. Always abounding in what? The work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The word work means the toil or labor for the master. God saved us for that purpose. Every Christian will give an account of their works at the judgment seat of whether they be good or bad. If I could just say this and I'm through. Please don't let your mindset be a building. Christ lives in a building not made with hands. He lives in the believer. Do you believe that? Listen, Nathaniel, if you ever get a hold of that God lives in you, no matter where you at, no matter what God wants you to do, you have the empowerment of the Holy Ghost in you to do it. Now, this is a great place to be. It's the atmosphere of God, the blessings of the saints, the edification of the body, the fellowship of the Spirit, all these things. Let me tell you what, and you can say what you want to. This is my thoughts. It'd be hard to live for God when I know I can come to the house of God in fellowship with people of God. And I don't do it. It'd be hard. Because I'm going to tell you what the early church done. It. They fellowship, broke bread, they had the apostles' doctrine, prayers. They continued in that. But brother, I'm going to tell you this. If the government of these United States come in here today and said, y'all can't meet no more. Y'all can't have a Bible no more. If we catch you praying like they said Daniel couldn't pray, we'll throw you in the judgment. Can I tell you this? What's been wrought in my heart will never be taken away. I can pray. I've got... Listen. You know, I listen. I thank God for this book. I thank God for this book. I especially thank God for the New Testament. I thank God for the old. It's for our learning. It's by inspiration of God. And any time in the New Testament you see that it says the Scriptures, it's talking about the Old Testament.
Yeah.
The New Testament, this book is inspired and preserved. This old book here, thank God that I hold in my hand, that God gave me. Listen, friend, I believe the inspiration of the Scripture. I believe the preservation of the Scripture. I believe what God says right. I believe the interpretation is perfect. I believe everything God gave me is true. And I'll tell you one thing. Hey, God, it's what's in my heart. Amen.
Yeah.
Can't be taken away. When Mary said it, Jesus speak, Jesus said one thing's needful, and she took it, and Mary took of that thing that cannot be taken from her. That's right. And what you need in my eye, I'm going to tell you what. We need to get as much of this book in us as we can. We need to learn. of God and learn of Christ. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you what God wants you to do and me to do. God wants us to be a workman. We are His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Christianity don't stop at that door back there. Christianity, thank God, only begin at that door when we walk into a godless world. Amen. They exemplify the salt and exemplify the light. And let our light so shine that He might be glorified and they might see our good works. Somebody will say, them people's Christians. Because they say them people's Christians, they saying they're Christ followers. Mm-hmm. And that brings glory to God. And that's what God wants in our lives. Amen. God wants you to follow Him. And be a Christian. Amen. The word Christian is mentioned three times in the Bible. If you look the word up, it means Christ likeness, Christ follower. But I'm going to tell you this and I'm through. The enemy's the one, or the outside of the world called them Christians. They didn't call themselves that. They said them people's Christians. They're Christians. They're Christians. I'm going to tell you what He wants out of us. He wants us to work in His field and bring forth fruit. Every one of us. And buddy, we got the Holy Spirit in us. We're saved. We got what it takes if we'll do what He said. A resurrected Lord. Amen. Let's stand this morning. If you got any offering or tithes and